Whenever I get the privilege of sharing at weddings, I always get asked to talk on love. Every now and then I wish that I could talk about something else, about anointing or the resurrection or the kingdom of God, but when I think about it, I relish the opportunity to talk about love. For it is so often misrepresented in popular culture. We are often flooded with the thought that love is a feeling. We are tempted to think about love in terms of the people and the things that stir up good emotions within us. So we love our family and we love our pets. We love our favorite sports and we love our favorite colors. We love the beach, we love holidays, we love movies, we love music. And most of our love seems to focus ultimately on us. And yet the love we encounter in the Bible is a different kind of love. It is not only focused on how we are made to feel, but on the attitude we choose to have. In Luke 10, Jesus tells the beautiful story of the Good Samaritan to a society that understood neighbor to mean fellow Israelites and people that looked like them and thought like them and shared their customs. Jesus challenges them to understand that neighbor extends to those that are very different from us. Those who have different fashion, who have different likes, who have different attitudes. In Luke 6, verse 31 to 36, Jesus says, "Do to others as you would have them do to you. If you love those who love you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners love those who love them. And if you do good to those who are good to you, what credit is that to you? Even sinners do that. And if you lend to those from whom you expect repayment, what credit is that to you? Even sinners lend to sinners, expecting to be repaid in full. But love your enemies, do good to them, and lend to them without expecting to get anything back. Then your reward will be great, and you will be sons of the Most High, because He is kind to the ungrateful and wicked. Be merciful, just as your Father is merciful." You see, love is not just about responding in like manner to those that love us, for Jesus teaches us that we should love even our enemies, those that do anything but stir up good feelings within us. In fact, God sets us this very example Himself. In Romans 5, verse 8, it says, "God demonstrates His love for us in this, while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. While we were still away from Him and living contrary to His plans and purpose, Christ died for us." As in verse 10, it says, "We were God's enemies when God reconciled us to Himself." He not only teaches us this kind of love, but He goes on to exemplify it in the extreme. But Jesus doesn't just leave us to attempt this in our own strength. He prays in John 17, 26, that the love God has for Him would be in us and that He would be in us. God's presence in our life graces us to live out a love that we couldn't live just in our own strength. Not only are we empowered to love, but we ourselves are loved by God. As Paul famously writes in Romans 8, verse 38 and 39, "For I am convinced that neither death nor life, nor angels nor demons, neither the present nor the future, nor any powers, neither height nor depth, nor anything else in all creation will be able to separate us from the love of God that is in Christ Jesus our Lord." In those weddings where I get to share on love, the most popular scripture that is read from is 1 Corinthians chapter 13, verses 1 to the start of verse 8. It reads like this: "If I speak in the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am only a resounding gong or a clanging cymbal. If I have the gift of prophecy and can fathom all mysteries and all knowledge, and if I have a faith that can move mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give all I possess to the poor and surrender my body to the flames, but have not love, I gain nothing. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. It is not proud. It is not rude. It is not self-seeking. It is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Love never fails." It is remarkably beautiful and yet so very challenging. Imagine if we could live that kind of love everywhere, all the time. On the road when we've been cut off, at school when we've been teased, or at home when we've been misunderstood. This then is our mission for this term, our project, to endeavor with God's grace to become more like love. Father, We love you. Help us to love one another the way that you love us. Help us to love those that are unlike us and even those that are our enemies. Help us to love in a way that is so different to the world that those who encounter that love would know that we are your disciples. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.